Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name's Lloyd Ross. This episode is titled, Are You Investing or Conducting Business? We might just shorten that filter, investing versus business. This particular episode I want to do because I think a lot of people get confused between investing and doing business. And I want to explain where they get confused from what I've seen, what I've experienced at least, so that you don't have to be confused. But before I do that, if you're enjoying this podcast, please, and you love this episode, please share the podcast. We have almost 135 star reviews. Thank you to those who have left a review. We don't do any sponsored ads with here. This is just straight ad-free content. And so if you can help us share it with a friend, share it to your stories on Instagram, tag me in it, or leave us a review, I'd really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Also, check out the notes section as well that Phil puts in, because the notes is where you can access some other cool resources and stuff, including our free Telegram channel, a free Facebook group, and some other cool stuff down there, like our books. So investing versus business. Now, this is where people get a little bit confused. They treat their investing like a business, and they treat their business sometimes like an investment. And that's where the wheels come off it. That's where things start to go wrong. And let me give you an example of that. So with investing, the trick to investing is to be able to buy assets, either in real estate or shares, public companies. You can invest in private companies. For the sake of this exercise, I'm talking about shares, perhaps an index fund or something like that, if you're not a pro at picking stocks. So people will invest, and then what they'll do is they'll be very active in it. And the mistake they make is they try and turn their investing into an income. And of course, if they try and do that, they will turn to what's called trading. They'll try and trade in and out of the market, and they'll try and develop some sort of consistent income because they want to really escape from their job. And I get it. Like, I wanted to as well. And I looked to investing to do that, but I knew it was a long-term plan. And so the idea with investing is more like you have to be patient. So you buy the asset and then you do nothing. So investing is where you make one decision and then hopefully don't make any more decisions for a very long time. That's a good investment philosophy. It's a very attuned to planting a tree and how you grow a tree. You grow a tree by planting one seed one day, and then you leave the tree to grow over many, many years, and then you eat the fruit later. Whereas business is more like you owning a farm and you're buying and selling cattle. That's more of a business enterprise. Buy something low, sell it high, and that's how you generate income from a farm. You kind of do it like that. Yes, you can plant crop that are short term, but that's a business enterprise where you're very active, okay? So investing is not a business enterprise. You can make a business from it, like the likes of all the super investors like Warren Buffett. They put a fund together and they invest on behalf of people and they charge a fee. You can do that. So in that sense, it's a business. But the reality is for most people who are investing is it's more like growing trees. It has to be a long-term patient process. And then on the flip side, in business, it's completely not patient. I mean, you have to be patient in your business as well, but it's very active. That's high energy. There's a lot of things going on. You're generating leads. You're making sales. You're hiring people to take over certain roles, and you're pivoting the business, deploying different strategies and tactics on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis. And you're really hustling day to day, but you're patient in the year to year and decade to decade. But that's where it's different from investing, because you can't be active like that when you're investing. If you were actively looking at your portfolio every day and doing things every day, trying to make an income from it like a business, then the wheels are going to fall off it. You're not going to be effective. It's not going to work out. And in your business, if you treat it like an investment where you open a business, let's say you start an online business of some sort, and your expectations are you're going to work for a little bit and then totally tap out and switch off and the money's going to fall in your lap, you're going to be gravely mistaken and the wheels will fall off that enterprise. So in business, you must hustle every day just about. I mean, you can have breaks and so forth, but you got to be like that for a good 10 years to be successful in business. Yes, you can make profits after the first 6 months, 12 months, 3 years, whatever it might be. But the trick to business is being on it, being on it, involved in it, having your finger on the pulse, opening the door to your shop each day, posting online every day, showing up every day, generating leads, making sales, looking after your customers and clients, delivering your service well, and continuously doing that day in, day out. That's a business, right? And of course, wherever you can, putting people in to do the work for you, systems to make it easier for you so you can have some leverage, so you can step out of parts of it and get some free time. But you're still on it. Whereas investing, you can invest in, say, the S&P 500 and not look at it again and make money. And that is the difference. And that is the precise difference. So try not to treat your investments like a business, and certainly do not treat your business like an investment, like it's just you switch on the lights one day and a passive income falls in your lap. It's not going to be like that, okay? So I hope that you can delineate the two. For me personally, in terms of building wealth, really it's important to focus on building a business, something that can scale your income beyond your wage. Of course, unless you are in a very high wage and, you know, some of these FIFO workers, they can go out and work, make $150,000, $200,000 a year and have a week off every month, or work 6 months of the year. Now, in that scenario, it's very difficult to figure out, well, I'm going to go start a business, unless it's really in your bones, unless you have this real itch that you got to scratch in terms of entrepreneurship, in which case, go scratch it, because then you won't have any regrets. But you're probably not going to, you know, to make 200 grand profit a year in a business is not easy. You got to probably make, you know, $700,000 or $800,000 in revenue to make that sort of profit in a business. Depending on what type of business it is, right? If it's leveraged and giving you freedom, of course. So in that scenario, yeah, probably stay in your job, right? But whatever it is that you do to make money, that's like a business. Whether you go to work, trade your time, or whether you actually have a business, that's going to require effort, showing up every day, hustle, you know, energy, and decision-making every day. Whereas your investments, whether you're in a job or in business, that will make, it'll be like one decision and then no activity. Got that? And that's where you'll make money in investing. Okay, it's very tricky to do sometimes when you're first starting out, because you want to kind of try and time the market and dance in and out with your investments. You want to get the passive income, so you're in a hurry. And with your business, yeah, you know, sometimes you can get seduced to thinking you can just do something in a business and get passive income forever, and that's not the case. So I just wanted to clear that up for you guys and just explain the difference. And I hope that's been a valuable episode for you. You know, investing is investing. Business is for business. Know exactly where to spend your time and effort. And actively be involved, and know when to step back and be passively involved. Okay. So thanks so much for tuning into the show. You go have a wealthy week, and I look forward to talking in the next episode of Money Grows on Trees podcast.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.